It's a very significant step because many Afghans in Pakistan may not be able to return to Afghanistan anytime soon, given the worsening security situation in Afghanistan. But last year, you might be aware that was particularly difficult for Afghans in Pakistan. The reasons were multiple.
A huge influx of people, there were fears of hurting the local economy, all of these problems with integration that we see in many other refugee situations and migrant situations.
I mean, yes, last year when we talk about, you know, multiple reasons why so many Afghans left Pakistan, we are talking about 370,000 registered Afghans who repatriated, and then we are talking about, according to IOM statistics, 600,000 undocumented Afghans who went back to Afghanistan from Pakistan. And the reasons were influenced by shifting regional dynamics and the bilateral relations between Pakistan and Afghanistan. Also, other factors were pressure by authorities amidst border security, strict border restrictions, changing attitude among host communities, uncertainty about the renewal of refugee cards, economic hardships, and border control. And last year, also, the government of Afghanistan proactively encouraged Afghans to return to Afghanistan.
That's right. We did hear a lot about Afghanis returning to Afghanistan from Pakistan, and many people wondered why. But this new initiative will hopefully help a lot of Afghanis in Pakistan, those who wish to stay. And also, there is a commitment from Pakistan to adopt some national refugee law now.
That's another very positive development, because in February this year, the Pakistani cabinet announced its new comprehensive policy for the management and repatriation of Afghan refugees. And this registration is one component of that comprehensive policy. Other important aspect of the policy is the government of Pakistan announced that for the very first time, the government of Pakistan will adopt a national refugee law. Until to date, there is no national refugee law or asylum legislation in Pakistan. So that would be another positive development which will help address the issues of displacement or refugees and migrants in Pakistan. And then Pakistan government also announced the extension of the proof of registration card for registered Afghan refugees, and we are talking about 1.4 million registered Afghan refugees, that they can stay in Pakistan until the end of 2017. And then the Pakistan government also announced a new visa regime for refugees, registered refugees. So these are some of the positive aspects of the strategy, which will be implemented in the course of the next couple of years.